My name is Debbie. This is my first attempt, at a eHarmony video. This is my first time at online dating, so I'm nervous, but I'm excited at the same time. So I'm just gonna start talking about what I like and hope I get some replies. So I am a recent MBA grad from Villanova. I love cats. I'm getting emotional. I love cats. I love every kind of cat. I really love cats, and I just want to hug all of them, but I can't, because that's crazy. I can't hug every cat, but I just want to. I'm sorry. Anytime I hear cat, I love cats. Promised myself I wouldn't cry. So anyway, I am a cat lover, and I love to run. I'm sorry, I'm thinking about cats again. I think about how many don't have a home, and how I should have them. And how cute they are, and their ears, and the whiskers, and the nose. I just love them, and I want them, and I want them in a basket, and I want little bow ties. I want them to be on a rainbow, and just in my bed, and I just want a house full of them, and I just want to still roll around. I can't.
Wow. met this cat and he just walked up and meowed at me. And he's got the whitest fur, the cutest thing I ever seen. But oh no, no, he's got an owner. Her name is Aline, but that's okay, cause I wait for my cue and just listen, play my position like detective. Pick up everything Coco's hit. And in no time, I better make this cat mine. And that's for sure, cause I never been the type to break up a happy home. But there's something about baby Coco I just can't fix. So tell me what it's gonna be, he said. Drinking juice from papaya, hey. Now that's so cool. And I got special ways to thank you. Don't you forget it. It ain't that easy for you to pack up and leave her. But you and me, we got ties for different reasons. I respect that. And right before I turned to leave, he said,
sweet stuff my way.
Well, looky here. Big Man O'Malley's back in his alley. Sing on down here, Daddy.
Place some skin on me, Scat Cat. Yeah.
Buena sera, paisano.
Welcome home, O'Malley.
Duchess, this is the greatest cat of them all.
Oh, I'm delighted to meet you, Mrs. Cat's Cat.
Likewise, Duchess. You're too much.
Oh, you are charming. And your music is so different. Oh, so exciting.
It isn't Beethoven, Mama, but it sure bounces.
Say, this kitten cat knows where it's at.
Knows where it's at.
Well, little lady, let me elucidate here. Everybody wants to be a cat. Because the cat's the only cat who knows where it's at.
Tell me, everybody's picking up on that feline beat. Cause everything else is obsolete.
Strictly high button shoes.
A square with a horn makes you wish you weren't born.
Every time he plays.
But with a square in the act, you can set music back
to the caveman days.
I've
heard some corny birds who tried to sing.
Little cat's the only cat who knows how to swing.
What's the dick, long head dick, stuff like that.
When everybody wants to be a cat, a square with a horn makes you wish you weren't born. Every time he plays, oh, a rinky-dinky-dinky with a square in the act, you can set music back to the caveman days.
Oh, a rinky-dinky-dinky.
Yes,
everybody wants to be a cat.
Because a cat's the only cat who knows where it's at.
When playing jazz, he always has a welcome mat.
Everybody thinks a springing cat.
Oh boy, fellas, let's rock the joint.
Ha ha, groove it, cat.
How about you and me, Duchess?
Yes, let's swing it, Tommy. Groovy, Mama, groovy.
Blow it, small fry, blow it.
Ah!
Boy, he blew it.
Why, he was a close.
Soul into the tune.
Let's take it to another key. Modulate, wait for me. I'll take a few ad libs and pretty soon the other cats will all commence congregating on the fence beneath the alley's only light,
where every note is out of sight.
Everybody, everybody, everybody wants to be a cat. Hallelujah. Everybody, everybody, everybody wants to be.
A Persian kitten, perfumed and fair, strolled out through the kitchen door for air. A tomcat, big, lithe, lean and strong, and dirty and yellow, came along. He sniffed at the perfumed Persian cat as she strutted around with much eclat. Then, thinking a little time to pass, he whispered, "Baby, you sure got class." "It's fitting and proper," was her reply, as she arched the whiskers over her eye. "I'm ribboned, and I sleep on a pillow of silk, and daily I'm bathed in certified milk." Folks ought to be happy with what they've got. I ought to be happy, but happy I'm not. I ought to be happy, yes, I should indeed, because I'm certainly highly pedigreed. "Cheer up," said the tomcat with a smile, "and trust your newfound friend for a while. You ought to escape from your backyard fence. Ah, my dear, what you need is experience." Untold tales he then unfurled. He told her all the tales about the outside world, suggesting at last, with a luring laugh, a trip for two down the primrose path. Morning after the night before, our Persian came home about 4:30. The innocent look in her eye had went, but the smile on her face was the smile of content. In the after years, when the children came to this pedigreed Persian of pedigreed fame, the children weren't Persian, they were black and tan. And she told them that their dad was a traveling man. A rootin', tootin', scratchin', traveling man.
This is a story about a guy who came home late one night.
Must have been 2 or 3 a.m., something like that.
Gotta get me some sleepy yawn. As he switched out the light,
he must have been too tired to do any reading. I like that line, don't you?
Whether he dreamed what happened, or if he heard it, he wouldn't bet. But he swears it sounded like two cats singing a duet. Come yout, come yout, my pretty kitten. We will sing a little tune.
Not meow.
Come yout, come yout, come yout, my pretty kitten. We will serenade the moon.
Not meow. When the folks got home tonight, at 12 or thereabout, they locked the door and they forgot to put meow.
Come yout, come yout, come yout, my pretty kitten. Meow.
Not meow.
Come yout, come yout, come yout, my pretty kitten. This is me, your boyfriend, Tom.
Not meow.
Come yout, come yout, come yout, my pretty kitten. This is Tom, the atom bomb.
Not meow. I assure you I'd come yout if only I knew how. They tell me that you really are the cat's meow.
Come yout, come yout, come yout, my pretty kitten. Meow.
Yes, yeah.
I'm gonna sing to you a little song about those old pussycat blues. But please tell me, old pussycat, what you keep a whining all night. Tell me, old pussycat, what you keep on whining all night. There ain't no torment just treating you all right. Now she began to whine, she began to frown. Next thing you seen was every old cat in town. But please tell me, old pussycat, but you keep on whining all night. Tell me, old pussycat, but you keep on whining all night. There ain't no torment just treating you all right. Now the cats all fighting, it ain't over no rat. But most anything you know will fight about that. But please tell me, old pussycat, what you keep on whining all night. Tell me, old pussycat, what you keep on whining all night. There ain't no torment just treating you all right. The old cat's in the kitchen, the kitten's in the loft. We've seen old Tommy when he broke it all. But please tell me, old pussycat, what you keep on whining all night. Tell me, old pussycat, what you keep on whining all night. There ain't no torment just treating you all right.
All right, everybody. Okay. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and to all my cat friends. Meow. And I'd like to welcome you to Cat Day 2012. You may not know this because it's pretty new, but Cat Day is February 8th of every year. I said so. It's my own invention. I'm trying to see if it'll catch on. Sometimes things go viral. You know what I mean? Like, for example, we started with Debbie. Debbie, the eHarmony date seeker, telling us how she loves cats. That thing went viral all over the internet. There were at least, 40, 50 different versions of that, remixes of it, etc., etc. The original is still the best. But we put one after it from somebody named Jessie, her acoustic version of Can't Hug Every Cat. Coco Nelly after that from Patrick J. Collins. From the movie The Aristocats. Not The Aristocrats. Don't get them mixed up. Do not bring a copy of The Aristocrats to your children's birthday party. Okay? It's The Aristocats you're looking for. And we've heard Everybody Wants to Be a Cat. I think that was Scatman Crothers. Persian Kitten after that from Phil Harris. I believe that was from Lady and the Tramp. Siamese Cat Song, also from Lady and the Tramp, done up admirably by Barbara Gaskin and Dave Stewart. Not the same Dave Stewart that plays football. And it's not the same Dave Stewart from the Eurythmics either, okay? And then we had the Pussycat Song from Bob Crosby and Patty Andrews of the Andrews Sisters. And then Bo Carter, the Pussycat Blues. So we are sitting here. It's actually where I'm sitting. It's Super Bowl Sunday. The game hasn't happened yet, so I don't know what happened. So please don't tell me. And we have Cat Songs. Jersey's here. She's supervising. This is actually her production today. So better pay attention and listen, or you're going to get scratched.
Comes in two varieties, original and seafood middles. A medley of mackerel, tuna, and crunchy centers bursting with seafood flavor. Meow Mix. Tastes so good, cats ask for it by name.
In our opinion, walk a and Siamese with some Chinese. Fabulous stew. Persian gray makes tasty souffle. The best part of a Rex is just their necks. Turkish bobtail goes great with a cocktail. Was a finicky cat.
Him and his fur
were eating like that.
The cat in the hat and Sam I am.
We're eating with
green eggs and ham.
I think we saw a putty tat.
We want one now.
That's nice and fat.
We've been licking our chops
for a cat called Socks.
We'll even eat the litter box.
Chewing a Manx with beans and cranks. Grilled Angora. We love to have Mora. A roadkill us a cat. Tastes just like a welcome mat. A roasted Maine Coon could feed a whole room.
Mama. other kitties just like me. They play outside, they run so free, regardless of the dangers in this scary, scary world. Carelessly they risk their lives, but I would rather stay inside. Anything could happen in this scary, scary world. I'm sure they're having fun out in the sun, but I don't care. It's a scary, scary world out there. 'Cause there's spider webs and spooky heads, and what's inside that creepy shed? Everything is deadly in this scary, scary world. Nasty flies on doggy poop, that rock looks weird, that tree just moved. Nothing ever looks right in this scary, scary world. And just the thought of grizzly bears, it kinda stiffens up my hair. Scary, scary world. There are plants and trees and wasps and bees, and what the hell just walked on me? I hide behind my window in this scary, scary world. I never leave my home because of kitty agoraphobia. The TV shows me everything that's in this scary world, like Todd McNabb and Iggy Pop, and I'm so scared of Carrot Top. Such a scary world. It's such a scary world out there. Such a scary, scary world out there.
Well, I wanna go out. Open that door if you love me. Gotta go out. Wanna breathe the air. I gotta get loose with that blue sky above me. I've been here long enough, I gotta be there. I wanna come in. What's the matter? Can't you hear me? I wanna come in. I am your cat. I gotta get warm with the people I love near me. I've been gone a long, long time, and now I'm back. Now I wanna go out. I'm an independent creature. I am a cat. We're the wandering kind, it's a call of the wild. I gotta get back to nature, these paws are made for walking, and now it's time. Okay, I'm back, but not for long, I'll soon be gone. Give me a bite now, and I'm on my way. Now open that door, and I'll, good grief, it's snowing. Open up, let me in, I'm back to stay. Well, now it stopped. So thanks for all your loving. Gotta hop that freight. I'm a rambling guy. Gotta hit that road. It's in my blood or something. I know you understand, so please don't cry. Hello, it's me. I knew you'd probably miss me, so I came back. 'Cause I missed you so. But I can't stay long. So honey, come and kiss me. I think I hear that lonesome whistle blow. I'm on my way. Gotta leave my mom and daddy. Gotta say goodbye. Wanna hear that highway hum? Now I'm all alone. I'm feeling so unhappy. It's time that I went back where I came from. Yes, time to go back. Time to put that road behind me. I drifted away. But I'm going back now. Here's a little white house. Here's that picket fence and the ivy. I'll scratch on the door. No! It's me. Let me in. I can hear you talking in there. Hey, Mom! All right, I get the joke. Open up the door.
I'm a little bit concerned because about a year and a half ago, I gave her my two cats to look after for a fortnight. And she should have known it was going to happen, because she opened the box and there they were, bound and gagged. Which I thought was the first sign, really. My cats used to bring in so much dead stuff that They brought in about a dozen various rodents, usually rats, clearly. I was hoping they were all mice, I'd like to think so, but no, huge Hackney sewer rats and a big teeth. Birds of all shapes and sizes, anything they can lay their paws on. Pigeons, two pigeons, one huge, fat pigeon, like that. There's no way they caught it. Absolutely no way they brought that thing out of the air. Not unless they had some sort of catty anti-aircraft thing going on. No, they found it. I can see them just standing over it in a field somewhere, a pair of them going, wouldn't it be fantastic if we could get that in the flat? I'll have to carry it. Come on. Go on, go on, go on. No, no, too heavy, too heavy. Put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. We'll have to roll it. We'll have to roll it. Come on. One's rolling quicker than the other because it's curving. It's curving. All the way up to the cat flat with it. How are we going to get it in there? How are we going to get it up and in there? It's too high, look. Ropes and pulleys we need here, don't we? Ropes and pulleys. Opposable digit wouldn't go amiss, would it? You'll have to go in backwards. What about my tail? Well, just point it through. Just point it through. Point it through. It is a tail. It does its own thing. It is for balance. If I could point with it, I'd be pointing all the time, wouldn't I? Hello, there's a pigeon. There's that big dog from up the road. Here comes Alan. Let's hide. I'd be pointing all the time, wouldn't I? Point it through. All right, keep your fur on, boy. I'll do it, I'll go in, I'll suffer it, come on. Go on, no, living room. On the rug. No, other way. So it's looking at him when he comes in. Oh, no, look, we've dropped a wing here, there's a wing. Put it under his bed, be like a double whammy. Right, now, chuck a few feathers about, make it look like there's been a struggle. Okay, and we'll piss off and hide. Piss off and hide. They used to bring mice home just to show me how fast mice can run. Alan! Look at that one go! How fast is that off the skirt and under the table? Look at it go! We found that, we didn't buy it, you put a little bit in. Get another one. We'll do races at the hall, get another one. Alan, get a bucket, we'll do a wall of death. Wall of death. My sister's got them now. She fell for it, first few days she fell for it, all that. Oh, please. Please let us sleep in your bed. We are so sad, so far from home. And my sister's in bed with the cats. 4 o'clock in the morning, they're stirring, aren't they? One of them's tying her hair to the headboard. The other one spotted her foot sticking out from under the duvet. She's trying to skin it. First one's now asleep in her mouth.
Thank you. troubles of his own. Had a yellow cat that wouldn't leave his home. He tried to give that cat away. Gave it to a man going far away. But the cat came back the very next day. The cat came back, they thought he was a goner. But the cat came back, just wouldn't stay away. Now the man around the corner swore he'd kill the cat on sight. He loaded up his shotgun with nails and dynamite. He waited and he waited for the cat to come around. 97 pieces of the man is all they found. But the cat came back the very next day. The cat came back, they thought he was a goner. But the cat came back, just wouldn't stay away. Gave it to a little boy with a dollar note. Told him for to take it up the river in a boat. They tied a rope around his neck, it must have weighed a pound. Now they drag the river for the little boy that's drowned. But the cat came back the very next day. The cat came back, they thought he was a goner. But the cat came back, just wouldn't stay away. Gave it to a man going up in a balloon. Told him for to take it to the man on the moon. The balloon came down about 90 miles away. Where he is now, well, I dare not say. But the cat came back the very next day. The cat came back, they thought he was a goner. But the cat came back, just wouldn't stay away. They gave it to a man going way out west. Told him for to take it to the one he loved the best. First the train hit the curve, then it jumped the rail. Not a soul was left behind to tell the gruesome tale. But the cat came back the very next day. The cat came back, they thought he was a goner. But the cat came back, just wouldn't stay away, 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 away. Away across the ocean they could send the cat at last. Vessel out alone today, taking water fast. People all began to pray, the boat began to toss. A great big gust of wind came by and every soul was lost. But the cat came back the very next day. The cat came back, they thought he was a goner. But the cat came back, just wouldn't stay away. On a telegraph wire sparrow sitting in a bunch. Cat was feeling hungry, thought she'd take him for a lunch. Climbed softly up the pole when she reached the top. Put her foot in the electric wire which tied her in a knot. But the cat came back the very next day. The cat came back, they thought she was a goner. But the cat came back, just wouldn't stay away. Now the cat was a possessor of a family of her own. Seven little kittens till there came a cyclone. Blew the house all apart, tossed the cats around. The air was full of kittens and not a one was found. But the cat came back very next day. The cat came back, they thought she was a goner. But the cat came back, just wouldn't stay away, 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 away. Just wouldn't stay away.
I'm going to be the first here to avoid responsibility for the background music. It's all Jersey's fault, all right? She put it all together. It's up to her, all right? This is her show, because it's Cat Day, after all, right? We started that set with Phoebe Buffay and Smelly Cat. Maybe you remember where that cat came from. If you do, keep it to yourself. If you don't know, you're better off not knowing. We had a Meow Mix commercial after that, answering the musical question, what do they feed you? The defectives after that, We Eat Kitty Cats. The Dinner Bill from Duncan Wells, followed by Scary World from Gibson. Just Gibson, as far as I could tell. Garrison Keillor, the In and Out song off of Bertha's Kitty Boutique's collection, Songs of the Cat, which I have yet to find. Alan Davies, after that, and Cats, his explanation of Cats, and that answers a question for me. You've seen the viral video of the, a prairie dog or something, and he's going, Alan! 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 That's where it came from. Now we know. And Macabre, after that, the cat came back. And If you remember last year at this time, I introduced you to my kitty cats and gave you a little explanation of each one. They're all fine. Lucy is getting older. She's going to be 15 in August. She still sleeps with us under the covers every night. She's scared to death of the other two cats because they harass her continually. And we have a hard time making sure she gets to the litter box. She wouldn't want me to tell you that, but it's true. Jersey's fine. She's taking a more active role in producing of the bit slap. And Ozzy is Ozzy. He's a fat cat now. He eats entirely too much and scares the hell out of Lucy. But if Lucy only knew that Ozzy's kryptonite, as it were, are plastic bags. He is so scared of plastic bags, it's insane. We're a happy little family here, and like I say, everybody's healthy so far, knocking on wood. And my wife and I are both healthy, too. Okay, thanks for asking. So, we'll get back to it now. Just want to remind you that Cat Day is going to become a yearly thing, February 8th every year. Don't forget it now. Put it on your calendars. Tell your friends. Drop a note to Hallmark if you wish. I'm not sure I would consider it a real Hallmark holiday, but there you go. And most importantly, make sure you take care of your kitties, take them to the vet, and make sure they're fed. And try to find a home for some that aren't. I'll see you in a bit.
Done, there's only one. walks around with a righteous air, because he knows that he ain't no square. He never misses a smart affair. That's Stabby the Cat. He makes the rounds every single night, and let me say it's the strangest sight. He has his foot when the rhythm's right. That's Stabby the Cat. He's the playboy of the alley, running around doing the rounds. And cause he calls Count Basie Tally, all the kittens throw their mittens down.
He wears a
coat that the cat meow. He blinks his eyes and he takes a bow, because he knows when to holler.
Ow!
That's Tabby the Cat. Backyard commentator, singing the blues, telling the news. He hangs around till dawn or later, just in case you throw a pair of shoes. He always bets on the winning team. He knows the inside of every scheme. He leaves the milk, but he takes the cream. Tabby the Cat, the cat. He's always got a lot of green. There ain't a show that he hasn't seen. He always sits in the mezzanine. That's Tabby, our Tabby. It's Tabby the
I remember
remember, and it wasn't that long ago. A little feral kitty wandered near my door. My heart grew warm when she looked straight into my eyes. I just couldn't leave her there without a home, so I won her trust and made her my own. She's my sugar pie, my little sugar pie kitty. She's my sugar pie kitty. All dressed up and she sure looks pretty. She's got a lot of class, but hey, that's just what it takes. But she's so much more than a cat's meow. Does what other cats don't know how. She's my sugar pie, my little sugar pie kitty. She's not dressed up just to look the part. She knows how to steal everybody's heart. Spends her day making everyone smile and say, my, don't you just really look nice. Now don't go wearing that and chasing mice. My sugar pie, my little sugar pie kitty. She's my sugar pie kitty. All dressed up and she sure looks pretty. She's got a lot of class, but hey, that's just what it takes. She's so much more than a cat's meow. Does what other cats don't know how. She's a sugar pie, my little sugar pie kitty. Now this song is not about this or that. It's all about a genuine, real-life cat with the kind of love we all as humans need. We're the worst in the world who scratch and claw. What a lesson we could learn from the gentle paw of my sugar pie, my little sugar pie kitty. She's my sugar pie kitty. All dressed up and she sure looks pretty. She's got a lot of class, but hey, that's just what it takes. She's so much more than a cat's meow. Does what other cats don't know how. She's a sugar pie, my little sugar pie kitty. Yes, she's my little sugar pie kitty.
Morris discovers Nine Lives Crunchy Meals.
Morris, surprise! Guess which hand?
I hate games.
Hint, it's a delicious dry cat food.
Dry? Game's over.
It's Nine Lives.
Nine Lives? Well, I don't want to be a poor sport.
Nine Lives Crunchy Meals. Morris's favorite flavors, like Super Supper, made crunchy. At last, a crunchy cat food good enough for Morris.
Nine Lives Crunchy Meals, you're the only game in town.
Please don't bother me. I'm busy right now sleeping on your clean laundry.
I love to rub against your knees. That's where I unload some of my fleas. You wonder why I stick my tail in the air. That's so you can kiss my derriere. Try me the tastiest treats, but I chew on the bird's head I found in the street. You wonder why I don't come when you call. Maybe 'cause my name's not frickin' Snowball. You wonder why I don't wag my tail. Maybe it's because I'm no longer a male. Me about seeming kinda down. There's some bad catnip going around. You may notice there's still food in my dish. I hope you weren't too attached to that goldfish. If you hear some horrible screams after nightfall, don't worry, that's just me on booty call. You know that when I sit and purr and hack up a ball of frothy fur. Sorry about swatting your parakeet. It's not my fault it didn't land on its feet. Why do you doubt that I'm loyal and true? Did that dead mouse on your pillow mean nothing to you?
getting wrong when you hear my song. There's never been a guy like animals more. I'd do anything for a feather or a fin. Say hi to my friends at the zoo now and then. I like cows and pigs, ducks and geese. I could live with a goat or a hog. Of course, I like a horse and a care for a bear. I could even help save a wolf, whale, or a hare. I like dogs and frogs, fish and snails. I even like a little mouse. There's squirrels and worms, mooses and bugs. I've even had a snake and a lizard in my house. But I hate cats. They go around purring and drop all their fur in your oatmeal. I hate cats. They sneak around your house and they clog your couch. And in the alley they lick dead rats. And if you kiss them cause they're cute, it makes me want to puke. You got rat germs on your face. I hate cats. They knock down your plants, they have kittens on your pants in the closet. I hate cats. You know I wouldn't really mind a tiger or a lion, but you can take your plain old cat and all your kitty litter and cans of chopped liver and throw them in a gunny sack. I hate cats. They make you sneeze and you start to wheeze and they always have a lot of fleas. So if you wouldn't mind, would you take your feline and leave it at that, cause I hate cats.
Tiger Tom kill Tiger Cat. Dumb boys Santa P and Ratto. Tiger Tom kill Tiger Cat. Dumb boys Santa P and Ratto. Tiger Dog kill Tiger Cat. Dumb boy Coco Bay and Chato. All the young girls killing the cat. Everybody asks what is that, oh? Tiger Tom kill Tiger Cat. Just for biting him in the back, oh. Pusa Chong was the bowler when we lick up the marara, oh. Tiger Tom kill Tiger Cat. Dumb boys Santa P and Ratto. Tiger Tom kill Tiger Cat. Dumb boys lie mongoose and Ratto. I asked the marker for 4 cents rat. He say play Chinese hoppa hoppa oh. Madhouse, open your door. Let we buy a bested and poor. Mr. Bernard sing with a clap in new tongue and wake up Mama Ratto. Tiger Tom kick Tiger Cat in his face with an alpagato. At 9 o'clock, Mr. Shalto start to hang up all of his way-way marks, oh. Mongoose and my baby had a fight. Tiger Tom referee the fight that night, oh. Tiger Tom kill Tiger Cat. Dumb boy Santa P and Ratto. Tiger Tom kill Tiger Cat, and the police couldn't get the facts, oh.
I tried to, Jersey wanted to say a few words to you guys today, but she doesn't know when to speak. You know, you talk to her, you ask her a question, she doesn't answer. You walk into the room, you know, where you haven't been for 10 minutes, and she says, well, like, where have you been? So I tried to get her to say something to you all today, but it just didn't work out. So we'll have to wait till next year. Yes, there will be a cat day next year. We'll have more. We started this set with Manhattan Transfer. My cat fell in the well. Well. Tabby the Cat was Paul Wesson and the Pied Pipers, featuring his either wife or soon-to-be wife, Joe Stafford. The Branded after that, I'm a Mean Tom Cat. Robert Ownby, My Sugar Pie Kitty. Nine Lives Crunchy Meals commercials from Morris the Cat. And I used to know who did the voice of Morris the Cat, but I don't anymore. And Morris, of course, has used up his nine lives. The Cat song was Sean Murray, Harry Waller, I Hate Cats. And Tiger Tom Kill Tiger Cat from Wilmoth Houdini. Okay, we've got another one coming up soon from Mighty Sparrow. In the meantime, want to warn you about next week. Next week is, of course, Valentine's Day, and we're going to do something we haven't done here before at the Bit Slap. Love songs. Nothing but love songs. So might want to wear your rubber suit for that. In the meantime, give your cats another scratch behind the ears for me. They like it under the chin, too. So do that. Give them a treat for me, etc., etc. Tell them I'm their friend. And we'll see you back here with more cat stuff next year. In the meantime, have a good week. Is it too late to say go Giants? I don't know. We'll find out. Anyway, have a good week, and I will see you later. I love you.
Small, I hear them say, with pussycat you mustn't play. I was never one to disobey. I never touch a pussy from that day. A pussycat always look vex. Especially the female sex. You never know what they will do next. I have a pussycat complex. Pussy could be just gone. Time I see it, I gone. Afraid.
Afraid pussy bite
me. I'm going to get a big stone to broke all pussy backbone.
Afraid
pussy bite me. Jane and Uncle Steve, they taught me all I must believe. Jumpy start to walk at 6 o'clock. Rabbit foot gon' bring you good luck. Bad luck when you put hat on them. When puppy cries, somebody dead. Ready, I don't believe all of that, but I am superstitious about cat. Let me tell you, stranger, pussy cat is danger. Afraid
pussy bite me.
I'm going to get me scissors to cut all pussy whiskers.
Afraid
pussy bite me. Every cat lover in town, tell me my attitude is wrong. But anytime a pussy facing me, I always get nervous and panicky. A tiger cat is dangerous, they say. But little pussy
pussy you can trust. Stroke its back and kiss it, you will find you will want it near you all the time. I'm really very curious, but pussy looks so furious. I'm afraid, I'm afraid. I want to, but I'm frightened. If I do that, what will happen? Pussy tail, pussy tail and pussy cat on beast. Next morning was case for the police. Another friend they call him Moose. You know Moose, big Moose. Pussy pushy tail in his nose. Even though some of them have no teeth, just watching them out I catch cold feet. But when I take a drink of whiskey, I declare in one pussy, I'm afraid, I'm afraid,
afraid, afraid, afraid, pussy,
if you see your neighbor pussy.